Hello, everybody. This is Matt Mentley and the Wisconsin Sports Show. The day is October 5th, I guess. Does it matter? This is where you can get all of your just absolutely scorching hot sports takes. And then I say something clever here, and then under 20 minutes, blah, blah, blah. I had a couple of Miller Lights before this one because, folks, I'm supporting Milwaukee and my economy still. Last week we were celebrating. I said, can we hold on to this forever? The answer is no. We cannot. Well, there's plenty to get to. I didn't write any notes down because this is all going to be feelings. I get the best ratings after one of my teams lose in the fucking playoffs. And so you're just monsters. You're monsters and you'll get everything you fucking want. Because let's go through the scale. Let's go through the three teams right now. And let's go the heat index. The least heat, we're going to start with the Packers. Listen, I said if we go 9-8 this year, I'm going to be very happy. We're tracking Jordan Love. That's the most important commodity. It's the most important position in American sports. Fucking God, they're ass kicked by the Lions. On national TV, I know it's Amazon Prime. Things are weird right now. It's not NBC, but just come on. I mean, they fought back at the end. I was proud it wasn't a complete rout, but it's weird. Okay, it was weird. It doesn't feel good. I like it when it's the other way around. And so, again, Jordan Love looks very solid. These are problems beyond him. I'm sure we would have wanted to maybe draft an offensive lineman. They probably should have. Hold on. Oh, God. Oh, there you go. Those are beer burps, folks. God damn it. So they go down to Jared Goff and the fucking Lions terribly, terribly. So it's the Lions. I only take solace because the Vikings and the Bears are worse than the Packers for sure this year. But, oh boy, folks. I mean, we're in for a rocky ride, but it does not feel good to get punched in the mouth by the Detroit fucking Lions. Jared Goff. From anybody, this jackass. Sometimes sports, I want to wring its neck if it was like fucking like Dan Campbell. We love Dan Campbell, everybody. Dan Campbell, this. He's a gambler. He's a guy. He's a regular guy. Fuck him. He's a fucking goofball. He's a fuck. Get out of here. So, Detroit Lions. Over the Packers, least amount of heat for the Wisconsin fans this week. Just a weird game. Jones didn't do anything. Yeah, Bakhtiari is just toast. Which, by the way, this gentleman, Matthew Mentley over here, has been saying that for the fucking past year. He can't play. There's no why. I mean, we are keeping him because of his contract. He can't play anymore. And, that's going to be a big part of the offense. The Lions were just eating him up. And I want to just stop talking about this fucking game. Because it's the least of my problems. Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers are the least of my problems. They'll get it figured out. I think it's a good team. We're good. So I'm going to take another sip of Miller Lite. Fuck you guys. You animals. So there you go. Not too hot on that one, right? Mild spicy heat. of the wings. Spacey Heat wings. So Drew Holiday goes to the fucking Boston goddamn Celtics. Son of a fucking bitch. It kind of... I am completely and utterly worried about it. Okay? If you were asking if I'm worried about it, I'm fucking worried about it. We're getting some heat here. Okay? We're getting some fucking... This is bad. I said last week you could not run the Bucks back again, and you absolutely cannot. I stand by what I said, okay? But to have them to literally go to your arch rivals. Listen, call me a weirdo, and many people do, but I don't think the Heat are going to be very good. Or they'll be mediocre to good because that's who they are. But that run last year... of them, I just can't get it out of my mind seeing the Miami Heat play the Chicago Bulls in that playoff game. And I literally watched that game just being like, the Heat are fucking, they almost lost. Like, complete NBA history gets rewritten if the Chicago Bulls finish that playoff play-in game. Ugh. So I watched the Heat sneak in. I just don't... I would have rather Drew Holiday go to the Heat. I really would. I think pound for pound, our biggest rival, our biggest... Like, Jimmy just fucking playing out of his mind. Giannis got hurt early. Again, it was a weird year. The Bucks, after they won the championship... have had pretty down years. We have the weird Chris Middleton injury, which was not weird. He shouldn't have played in the Olympics right after he played in the strike-shortened fucking season before that. And to this day, we're still worrying about Chris Middleton. Oh, fuck. What was I even fucking talking about? Fucking Drew Holiday's not on the team anymore. You had to make the trade. Okay? You had to make the trade to get Dame Lillard. It is more exciting. It is going to be more fun. We lost a lot with Drew Holiday. And that I said it last week. In the moment, I was like, fuck, we had to give up Drew Holiday. But I'm going to be a lot happier when it's 38 a night from Dame here. But the last place, the fucking last place I wanted them to go was the Boston Celtics. I was completely fine taking on the Celtics with Dame Lillard and Drew going to like Sacramento or Dallas or like literally, I'd rather have him go to Denver. This is just the worst case scenario because Boston already matches up really well, and this really gives them the edge on the Bucks. So, you know, it's 3 weeks until opening tip off, folks. Hopefully, everybody will be there. Hopefully, James Harden will be there for the Philadelphia as well. But, guys, yeah, it's not. It is. It's not great. I don't want to see Drew Holiday in the Eastern or Division Conference Finals. It's going to be fucking... He is going to be motivated to just fucking cream us. Fuck. On a team that was already matched up pretty fucking well. So we'll see. I'm again reinvigorated, re-excited for the NBA season, and I'm very much looking forward to it. So, oh my god. So, but again, I left last week pod. I'm like, fucking Bucks are going to the NBA. It's gonna be Denver. We're gonna see Giannis, Jokic. You know, the fucking modern best NBA players going head to head. This is going to be awesome this year. Boston's better right now. So, fuck me. But as they say, you don't win in the off season, folks. So excited to get that going. And ladies and gentlemen, the rest of the pod, the rest of the 10 minutes, I don't even know what I'm going to say. The Milwaukee Brewers, if there was not a Cleveland Guardians, okay, a Cleveland baseball team that hasn't fucking won in, what is it now, 80, 90 years at this point? If Cleveland would have won the year after the Cubs won, oh my God, look at that, two back-to-back people. The Brewers would scooch up that fucking list so quick. So thank you to Cleveland for being so god-awful. But the Brewers have to be in that fucking conversation of worst franchises of all time. It's never going to... The Cubs would always joke, oh, it's never going to happen for us. It's never going to happen for us. And their mistake is they always went to the games and sold out. So they never needed a good players on the field. Oh, who does that sound like? The fucking Milwaukee Brewers. We go to the games anyways all the time. We love the team. Nothing's going to change. Listen, all of baseball's TV contracts are fucked up right now, and they have to figure it out. They have to figure out a fucking app or an easy way. My father in Wisconsin should be able to watch the Milwaukee Brewers pretty fucking easily and not have to go through this Bally's app or this cable set. We are in modern times, folks, as they fucking say, right? So baseball's already doing such a bad job with that. And the Milwaukee Brewers have one of the worst TV contracts. So there's no money coming in. Yes, there's the live gate, I'm sure. But it's all about, you know, TV money at this point. That's when you make the most bucks, right? So nothing's going to change. Milwaukee's always going to be one of the lesser TV markets, I suppose. Again, save for they figure out how to make the games easier to watch. In the state that they're happening, by the way, so Brewers fans can actually watch the fucking team. Oh, God. Like, I don't even want to talk about the game because it was perfectly a Brewers loss and a Brewers end to the season. It was so Brewers-y. Win the division. Had to sweat it out a little at the end, but win the division, that's an accomplishment. That's awesome. And to just fucking lose like a bitch in two games? Can you win one game? I mean, it's nothing. There's nothing to cheer for. The greatest memories I have is Niger Morgan hitting a single up the middle to like win a fucking wild card game. Wow. Whoopty fucking do. I'm 42 years old. I don't remember anything in the early 80s. They bounce on one of my favorite players, Paul Molitor, pretty early. He goes on to win a championship. There is no... I'm kind of having an existential crisis about sports right now. Like, why do I fucking watch this? They couldn't score this year. So, like, okay, pitching's kind of fun to watch. Scoring runs is fun to fucking watch as well. When I'd see a player on another team, he'd be hitting, like, you know, 303 or something like that. And I'd be like, God, I wish this motherfucker was on the Brewers. We have no one over 290. So, again, we will support the team constantly. It gives them kind of an out to not really ever win it, ever. Just like the Cubs. That's what I'm saying. Who does that sound like? It sounds like the fucking Brewers. We go every year. We support the team. We buy the merch. We pay attention. We tune in on the radio so we can hear Euchre. And they haven't won goddamn diddly shits. Ever. So last year, I went through, I'm not going to do it again, because I did look at it last night just to make sure that I had all the facts straight. No World Series wins, one appearance, two semifinal appearances, dudes. What the fuck? I'm never going to see it. I'm never going to see this team win a goddamn championship. And it's like when we got, you know, the Packers and now the Bucks kind of let off the hook after the 1970 championship, but that's two for them. I don't even, one of the top five most important things about the Milwaukee Brewers franchise is that we have a sausage race. Fuck me. Which is fun. Listen, I'm going to go to the games with my family every year when I go back for the summer. I love the Brewers. I'm questioning if I should watch them all year. If I should. This is so. Because that's the thing. There's nothing to talk about in the games. There's nothing. They got their fucking ass kicked. They scored a couple runs in the first inning twice in both games. And then they just fucking blew it because they're the Brewers and that's what the fucking Brewers do. Just like the Lions blow it. Just like the Vikings blow it. It's in the same convo now. Or now. Fucking a long time. Something else pissed me the fuck off. Someone on social media stirring up the pot. You know, that's what you do on Facebook, right? You stir up the pot. And, you know, tagged our senators in Wisconsin and was like, this loss is not bode well for the proposed, you know, money to go to the stadium. This loss, this playoff loss. You don't get it, man. This loss is emotional. How dare you bring this up? I'm gonna use the old Republican thing. How dare you bring this up in this time? The stadium renovations, okay? We just lost, again, in terrible fashion in the playoffs. It's not about that, man. Did you... You don't get it. Just the Milwaukee Brewers. Obvious. If I'm so upset, you can't be upset at something you don't love, as they say. So fucking A. Like, you cannot remove this team. It's almost indicative. That's what they say about the Detroit Lions. It's indicative of those people in Detroit. It's a symbol of the pain and misery of living in the Midwest. And, you know, in a good way. Fucking shit. Pay for the fucking stadium. Keep the goddamn Brewers there so we can watch them lose. I've said it now. Hey, if the Bucks keep winning, then all the Brewers need to do is entertain us over the summer, get us to Bucks and Packers season, and we will probably love them forever. Hey, you know, who knows? Maybe one of these times they'll be in the fucking semifinals of the series again. One can dream, right? They're letting more playoffs in, which means there's more playoff variance, which doesn't bode well for the Brewers. Oh, God. I've hated doing this podcast. I fucking may quit after this. I don't know. Do I ever want to talk about the fucking Brewers again? Fuck me. So another Brewers season is done. I am like pretty much out of time. Things are looking bleak and hot. So listen, fucking don't enjoy the games. I'm gonna be a fucking pitiful little fuck and fucking don't enjoy the games. Packers Monday night against Raiders.